Friends, ladies, countrymen, and all listeners around the world, welcome back to my podcast. It's great to be back. Yippee! It's me, J.E., John Edmund, beaming out from the heart of South Africa. Apart from coronavirus, the phrase climate change has been on everybody's lips for some time, and even huge demonstrations have resulted all over the world. There's also recently been an international conference about it held in Glasgow, Scotland. It's clear that we humans are at the root of the problem, with our footprints like CO2 emissions, deforestation, use of fossil fuels, harmful pesticides, herbicides, chemicals, and general pollution of the land, sea, and air. Yes, our human footprint is a great contributor to the resultant bizarre weather patterns, floods, droughts, and unseasonal tornadoes. Global warming has resulted in the melting of the polar regions, resulting in rising seas, and has had a huge impact on environmental damage. All animals are particularly sensitive to temperature variation, even a couple of degrees, and they are very sensitive to habitat damage. Yes, we humans have brought this all upon ourselves, and Mother Nature has and still is warning us. You may ask, how? Well, every living organism is what we call an indicator species. Every plant, insect, reptile, animal, or living thing is an indicator that gives us an early warning that something is wrong. Even moss that grows can tell us about soil or environmental disturbance. But our very best and very reliable indicators are birds. They're almost everywhere. They're easy to see and study. Their presence means a satisfied environment, but any change in their behaviour should be noted. Let's go back to the coal miners of yesterday. They always took a canary in a cage underground to detect the silent killer, methane gas. A canary would detect it early and die, giving a miner time to put on a mask or exit the mine. A decline in the number of house sparrows in cities around the world showed that modern design of buildings were not conducive to nesting. Too many domestic cats became a predation problem, and use of pesticides poisoned many. In London, the use of unleaded petrol caused a decline of sparrows. Why? Because unleaded petrol contains chemicals like benzene and ether to replace lead in petrol, and these chemicals kill insects that young sparrows depend upon for survival. Well, so much for the song I wrote in 1976 called Sparrow, My Universal Friend. It was about seeing the cheerful little sparrow in many a world city that I visited in America, Europe, Asia, and Africa. Through industry, we humans release heavy metals like mercury and lead into the environment, which are not good for anybody. Through studying feathers dropped by birds or the texture of their eggshells, scientists can detect the presence of heavy metals in the area. As I said, even insects are indicator species. During the survival courses I once held for pilots, the question came up, how can I tell if water in stagnant pools is not contaminated? I would tell them that if bees, bugs, or flies or insects were in the water, it would not be contaminated. This question was also asked because hundreds of elephants died from a neurological problem by drinking water tainted by algae that produced toxic cyanobacterium. Strangely, it only affected elephants. But then again, they drink a large quantity of water. But why were the elephants dying? They must have been poisoned by this water. But for me, one of the best bird indicators in my area and in others are raptors, that is, eagles, or other birds of prey like vultures and owls. They are at the top of the food chain. To give you an example of a food chain, animals get energy and nutrients by eating other animals or plants. Caterpillars eat leaves. Small birds eat caterpillars. Owls eat small birds. And eagles eat owls. For instance, in Asia, a dangerous drug called diclofenyl was used in livestock to heal wounds. When vultures ate carcasses of these animals, they died. That was an indicator of a dangerous drug. Later, there was an insecticide used for agriculture called DDT, containing a colorless, odorless, crystalline chemical called carcinogen. When small birds ingested it, they died, and when birds of prey ate the carcasses of the small birds, they died. DDT was then banned. It was found that carcinogen promotes cancer in humans. Yes, other animals at the top of their food chain can be indicators, even the mighty Nile crocodile. There was a place where I used to fish called Loskop Dam, fed by the Olifants River. Upstream of that river were mining operations and high populations of humans. Whether it was raw sewage that promotes high algae growth or chemicals from the mining activity that got into the river, fish were contaminated and many died. Crocodiles gorged themselves on the contaminated fish carcasses and they died. On one of my fishing trips, I was shocked to see so many dead fish and several dead crocodiles. The contamination in the fish resulted in the hardening of the crocodile's fat reserves. The poor crocs became immobile, so they either drowned or died of starvation. A similar disaster occurred in the Olifants River in the Kruger National Park. Yes, and even our little impala antelope are indicators. If the rains are going to be late, they seem to be able to delay the usual time of lambing. Getting back to raptors, that is, vultures, owls, and birds of prey, some years ago, together with a great environmentalist called Derek Fulton, my wife and I founded the Leeuwpoort Raptor Conservancy in our area. We presided over a region of 10,000 square kilometres. Our role was to educate farmers and people on the land about the use of poisons, how to use raptor-friendly products, and for that matter, products that were friendly to other birds like oxpeckers, for instance, poisoning carcasses to eradicate predators from flocks would reduce the numbers of vultures who clean up the environment. Using the wrong rat poisons to control rats would eradicate owls and many birds of prey, and a plague of rats would be the result. If we noticed a decline in the number of raptors, it would be a great indicator of a problem coming. Two of our raptor species, the steppe buzzard and the steppe eagle, are migratory birds that breed on the steppes of Asia. That is a grassland area that stretches from Bulgaria across Ukraine, Kazakhstan to Manchuria. They migrate to South Africa in their winter, and their migratory route, which is over 12,000 kilometers, is through Egypt, over Israel, and up to the steppes. They fly over land because they use thermals to assist flight. There are no thermals over the sea. Incidentally, the steppe eagle is Egypt's national animal, and it is also on the flag of Kazakhstan. All sorts of birds of prey frequented our farm, but every spring, if I saw a steppe eagle or steppe buzzard, it would be a good sign that they'd return to a healthy environment. And so I write the song, Where Have All the Eagles Gone? Hope you can catch it on YouTube. Which reminds me, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eagle eye on my website. And if you need any of my music, you'll get it on any popular music platform. Till next time, folks. Thanks for listening. Talk soon. Bye for now. Tot ziens. Salagashle. Peace, shalom, and zwakanaka.